AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The Cuban flag flies outside the Cuban embassy in Washington, a sign of the renewal of diplomatic relations between the two countries. Secretary of State John Kerry.
It does reflect the reality that the Cold War ended long ago and that the interests of both countries are better served by engagement than by estrangement.
The family of the 24-year-old man who killed five service members in Chattanooga says he was first treated by a child psychiatrist for depression when he was 12 or 13 years old and had a history of drug and alcohol abuse. Relatives say they believe Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz's personal struggles are at the heart of last week's attacks on a pair of military sites. Senator John McCain tells MSNBC he personally doesn't need an apology from a Donald Trump, but his fellow veterans do.
There's so many men and some women who served and sacrificed and happened to be held prisoner, and somehow to denigrate that in any way, their service, I think, is offensive to most of our veterans.
In an opinion piece published in USA Today, Trump said McCain abandoned the nation's veterans and made the country less secure through his votes in Congress. The real estate executive also lashed out at fellow GOP presidential candidates who have criticized his remarks, calling them failed politicians. The UN Security Council unanimously backs the Iran nuclear deal, even as Israel continues to criticize the pact. Defense Secretary Ash Carter, on a trip to Israel, insists the U.S. and Israel agree on the bottom line.
Friends can disagree about whether it will work, and we'll be watching Iran very closely to see. But there's no disagreement about the ultimate objective. We cannot let Iran have a nuclear weapon.
On Wall Street at the close, the Dow is up 13. This is AP Radio News. The British Open goes to Zach Johnson, who won a four-hole playoff over Louis Wieshausen and Mark Leishman. The odd man out, Jordan Spieth, who was a stroke out of the playoff group, ending his quest for all four majors this season. Spieth says he still has a big goal for the year, the PGA.
I don't know how many guys have won three majors in a year. I'm sure there's only been a few. I know Tiger's done it, and I'm sure Jack has. I don't know that, so that would be the next goal. As far as the history goes, sights set on the PGA Championship.
The Indiana Gaming Commission has put an end to a gambling ring operating inside a Muncie Senior Center. The head of the Delaware County Center says someone called the commission with concerns about card games. Over the past 15 years, about 50 Euchre Club members paid $2.50 each for the chances to win prizes, such as cookies, toilet paper, or canned fruit. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.